Did you advertise for a room in your condo?
Yes, I did.
This was a short-term lease, which is what I needed.
This tenant's time quickly ran out.
You lived there for 7 weeks.
Correct.
You were removed by the police?
Correct.
But her rent check was welcome to stay.
She didn't live there, so you have to give her back money. Do you understand?
I understand that my time is certainly worth a lot.
No, your time is worth zippity-doo-dah. Do you understand that?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Denise Silva is suing her former roommate, Charlotte Caron, for the return of rent and for filing a false restraining order.
Order. All rise. This is case number 445 on the calendar in the matter of Silva versus Caron.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Silva, you rented a room in Ms. Caron's condo.
Incorrect. We were both renters in a condo.
You lived together?
Correct.
You both signed a lease together?
Correct.
On what date did you move in?
I moved in on November 10th.
And what date did you move in?
I moved in July of the same of 2017. It was my lease.
Before November of last year, did you know the defendant?
I did not.
So she had a condo and you rented a room?
Correct.
That's where I started from. Do you understand? There's a difference. There's a difference. If two people know each other, they go, they find an apartment, they find a condo, they sign a lease together. That means they both live in a place, they started it together. If one lives there and one comes and rents a room, then they rent a room in a condo. You had privileges, I assume kitchen privileges. You could be in the living room, but you answered an ad for a room. Am I correct or not?
Correct.
Did you advertise for a room in your condo?
Yes, I did.
She did not, Your Honor.
What did she advertise?
A condo for rent. 2-bedroom, 2-bath. We would both be splitting the rent. This was a short-term lease.
How much was your rent?
$1,500.
You moved in on November the 10th?
Correct.
You moved out on what date?
I moved out on physically on January 2nd.
Mentally? When did
everything,
you move
Your
out?
Honor.
What?
On January 2nd, I moved out, and then the rest of my belongings moved out on January 3rd.
Okay, so you were there till January the 3rd. But you were removed on January 2nd?
Correct.
You were removed by the police?
Correct. She had falsified...
Shh. So in total, you were there in the premises for about 7 weeks?
Correct.
When you moved in November, on November 10th, how much rent did you pay?
I paid first and last months, $3,000.
So you paid November 10th to December 10th, and December 10th until January 10th. Is that correct?
Yes, that was correct, and we amended it.
How did you amend it?
She asked if she could stay through January, so she gave me 2/3 of the rent. She gave me a check, I think it was for $900 or $1,000. We extended it through January 31st.
Your Honor,
okay,
that is
just
incorrect.
Just a second. She gave you how much?
She gave me first and last when she moved in, $3,000, and then she gave me another check for the extended amount of time that we agreed on verbally.
Just a second. How much money did she give you?
I think it was $1,000, I'm pretty
sure. How much money did you give her for January?
On December 1st, I gave her another check for $950. We had a prorate the rate because I moved in on November 10th instead of November 1st.
So in December, you didn't give her the full rent. You gave her $950.
No. I gave her the full rent.
Did you? Let's go back.
Okay.
When you moved in, you gave her first and last. You said I gave her $3,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'm going to make it easy for myself. What other money did you give her other than the $3,000?
I gave her $950.
Don't tell me what it was for. $950. So now she has $3,950. Did you give her any additional money?
No.
And you lived there for 7 weeks?
Correct.
And you want some money back?
Correct.
Did you give her money back for rent?
No, I did not.
Well, you have to. Do you understand that? She lived there for 7 weeks. She paid you for more than 7 weeks. You had her removed from the house. Are you
going to
tell me why in a second? But she didn't live there, so you have to give her back money. Do you understand?
I understand that my time is certainly worth a lot.
No, your time is worth zippity-doo-dah when it comes to evicting her for using a temporary restraining order rather than an eviction process. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying.
Understand what I'm saying. Temporary restraining order is not to be used as a substitute for housing court. What a temporary restraining order is for is if you are physically, seriously in danger. You're a smart enough cookie to know that that takes time. And so you went to court and you got a restraining order
that put
her out immediately. Now I'm going to ask you certain questions. Okay. How old are you?
I am 34 years old.
How many times have you been incarcerated?
Zero.
Just a second. Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Do you have a high school education?
I do.
Do you have an education beyond high school?
I do.
When was the last time you were psychiatrically hospitalized?
Never.
Do you get my drift?
I do.
You want me to ask you the same questions?
You can.
Great. Do you have a high school degree?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a college degree?
No, I don't.
How many times have you been arrested?
Once.
See? Getting closer, right? Got my drift?
I do.
Okay. Now you owe her money for rent. Now I want you to tell me, you don't have to speak anymore. I want you to tell me the incident that happened that I'm going to believe that caused you to get the police involved and have her removed from the house on February 2nd.
Okay.
And you have 3 minutes to do it.
I had my nephew come over for New Year's Eve. He had to work. He was going to the football game that day, a 49ers game, and he asked if he could spend the night. We asked Janice if she would like to join us. We went out. We were out for maybe 2 hours. We came back and shared a bottle of champagne. We got back about 2. We went to bed maybe 3:30. At 6 o'clock in the morning, he came in there approximately 5:30 to 6, and he said, Charlotte, your roommate is going ballistic. She's got my car blocked in. She's screaming she's going to call the police. And he said, can you get up and see what's going on? So I got up and she started screaming at me, calling me a psycho, telling me she was going to destroy me, telling me I was having wild parties. She didn't even come out of the bedroom until 5:30. That we were very quiet. Nobody called.
Don't tell me you were very quiet.
Well,
just a minute. Don't tell me if you were very quiet. Where did your nephew sleep?
He slept in my room.
Where did you find the nephew in
Your
the
Honor,
morning?
That is completely false.
I asked you a question. Where did you find the nephew in the morning?
In the morning, his friend was on the couch.
Friend was on the
couch.
Got it?
Yes, right. It's correct. That is correct.
Which means that you asked her to join you. She said, no, I'm going to stay home. You went out partying with your nephew and his friend.
That's correct.
Came home, opened another bottle of champagne. I don't care what happened. You're entitled to do that. It's New Year's Eve. Stop shaking your head. It's annoying to me. And you had a kerfuffle with your roommate over what went on in the house with you, your nephew, or your nephew's friend. I don't know if there was anybody else there. I don't care. But clearly, I want to know why you feel you had the right to get the police involved and have her removed from the house.
Well, first of all, she called the police. In the morning, she was screaming she was calling the police. She blocked in his car. He had to go home to his children and to work. I had to give him my car.
He had to go home to his children and to work? You know how ridiculous you sound?
That's not ridiculous. That's exactly what he had to do. He had to go home.
What was he doing sleeping at your house, in your room?
He was at a football game that day. I invited him to spend the night, and it was no problem. I'm very close to my nephew.
Very close.
But there's nothing incestuous going on, if that's what you're implying.
Go ahead. Keep going.
So anyways, she started screaming at me, telling me I was a psycho and that she was going to destroy me. And so I gave him my car so he could get home. His car was blocked in by her, and she was absolutely acting hysterical. I called her mother, and her mother said...
No, don't tell me what her mother said. That's hearsay.
All right, I won't.
Don't tell me what her mother said.
I won't.
Her mother said that's hearsay.
Okay.
Okay. But you called her mother.
I called her mother. I believe it was that New Year's Day, and I said, your daughter is...
No, don't tell me what you said to her mother,
Don't
tell me what her mother said to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I did feel that she was threatening
me. Listen to me. I don't care what you felt. On what day did you go to the police to get a restraining order?
The following day.
You didn't go January 1st.
No, they were closed.
Police department never closes.
And later today...
Tony, on July 8th, did you get bitten also?
Yes.
Has ICE ever bitten you before?
No.
Was he having a bad day?
Yes, he...
Don't speak. I'm not talking to you. It is from Tony that I will get the truth.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Denise Silva says, former roommate Charlotte Caron took out a false restraining order on her and then kicked her out.
Okay, keep going.
I did feel that she was threatening
me. Listen to me. I don't care what you felt. On what day did you go to the police to get a restraining order?
The following day.
Just a second.
January 2nd.
You didn't go January 1st?
No, they were closed. The courthouse was closed.
Police department never closes.
The police department never closes. I went to court to get the restraining order.
Very good. You go to court, and you go to court to housing court.
That's correct.
You don't go to get a restraining order. You go to housing court, judgment for the plaintiff. Now, I usually don't do this because I feel as if people don't get along, that's one thing. But her behavior, her conduct with utilizing the courts in an inappropriate and unfair way is so egregious. She not only owes you for your rent, but she owes you for getting involved in the police by having the police remove you, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she's looking to make some money on this deal.
She's a hustler.
Her behavior was very unbalanced.
And as a woman of color, we have enough battles that we have to deal with, and then you have to go home to that.
I'm not going to have another roommate.
Your home should be your sanctuary.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Galano versus Del Valle Toledo. Step forward.
Luis Galano is suing his former friends, Jenny Del Valle, and her boyfriend, Tony Toledo, for medical bills and pain and suffering due to a dog bite.
Mr. Galano, how do you know the defendants?
I know them for the past, 12 years. I used to work with Jenny.
Not only were you friends, but I gather there's something that suggests here that you have two dogs.
Correct.
And you walked their dogs occasionally.
Yes.
For how long did you walk their dogs?
Every time that I used to go to her house, me and Jenny used to just cook and hang out, so because Jenny cannot walk the dogs, so I used to walk both of them
for three
or four times a week sometimes when I see her.
3 to 4 times a week for how long?
For the past a year and a half, 2 years.
So that's a long time. So you know the dogs well.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs are they?
They are pit bulls. One is Ice, which is very nice. And then there is Essence.
There came a time where you invited the defendants to your lake house.
It's not my lake house. It's my boyfriend's family.
Okay. And that was on the 8th of July.
Yeah.
They were there for a while before.
Yeah.
They came the beginning of July?
No, we came that weekend, the weekend before. We came up on Saturday, and they came up on Tuesday.
On July 8th, it is your claim that one of their dogs bit you.
Ice.
And you want your medical bills paid.
Yeah.
Plus. So tell me what happened on July 8th.
That was a Saturday. It was in the afternoon, and we all went down in the lake house. We were drinking, and we were hanging out. And Jenny and Joanne, which was another friend of us, was in the house. So I came out from the lake up to the house to get a drink. Then when I went to the living room, and I saw a flame in outside.
So you saw a flame?
Yeah, the barbecue was on, and they had a cover, and the cover was on flame.
So it looked like there was a fire?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I went out to the kitchen, and I told Joanne, I said, Joanne, somebody put the lid on top of the barbecue, it's on fire. I went to get water, and Joanne went to tell the guys because they were down by the lake. So I went out and threw water. And at that point, everybody was coming up. Robbie, Tony, Jenny, Joanne, and Adi. I was telling Robbie, so I kind of got mad. I said, you guys, this is not our camp. Why you guys put the cover in it? And I started doing like this to Robbie. Because Robbie told me, no, I cover. I said, why do you cover? You say you put in fire. And all of a sudden, Ice just grabbed me and it stopped. I couldn't believe because I know the dog. So at that point, I tried to go down like him because I was shocked. Tony came, tried to open his mouth, and then I left, and then I heard that he bit Tony too.
Okay, Tony, on July 8th, did you get bitten also?
Yes.
And this is by your dog whose name is Ice?
Correct.
Has Ice ever bitten you before?
No.
Has he ever bitten anybody before?
No.
Was he having a bad day?
Yes, he...
Don't speak. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Tony. It is from Tony that I will get the truth. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you had internal wounds as well as an outside.
They started bleeding, yeah.
So that the people who treated you,
yes,
they didn't do a good job.
Yes.
Are you suing them?
No.
You should.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Luis Galano says former friends Jenny Del Valle and boyfriend Tony Toledo
are responsible for their dog biting his arm.
Tony, was Ice having a bad day?
I didn't consider it a bad day because the way that it happened, it was too much commotion at the same time.
Too much going on?
Correct.
Lots of yelling and stuff?
Correct.
Is that right? Mr. Galliano was angry at his friend who had covered the grill and he was yelling at him?
Correct.
People were a little hysterical because there's a fire?
No.
They were just angry?
He was just angry because he was trying to pick up a fight with Robert, his boyfriend, since the whole weekend started.
But you weren't trying to pick a fight with anybody?
Correct.
You got bitten too?
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So that does away with all of your... Are you a couple?
Yes.
See why I'm asking him? Because I know I'm going to get the truth from him because I read your answer. Who wrote the answer? You or him?
He wrote it.
Well, see, but I got an honest answer from him. The answer that I'm reading here seems to suggest that it was his fault. It wasn't his fault, just like it wasn't Tony's fault that he got bitten. The dog was having a bad day and got a little too excited, and that's what happened.
May I say something?
What?
He provoked the dog.
No, just a second. I read your answer about how you say he provoked the dog, a dog that he was been walking for a very, very long time, a dog that he clearly liked. So let me ask you this question, Jenny. I don't want you to tell me how he provoked the dog. I want you to tell me how Tony provoked the dog.
Tony got in the way to try to defend Louis, to try to pull the dog away.
Just a second. So Tony tried to pull his dog away from biting it. And I'm sure he tried to be calm about it to calm him down. And the dog bit him. He didn't provoke his dog, did he?
No.
Okay. Let's not make excuses. Your dog had a bad reaction to what was going on and bit him and bit you. It's your dog. Did you have to be treated by a doctor?
No, but we went in the ambulance.
I'm not with you yet. You went in the ambulance with him?
Right.
Did somebody look at your wound?
Yes, it did.
Yes. Did they put a Band-Aid on it? Did they treat it in any way?
No, they just put a Band-Aid on it.
They put a Band-Aid on it. They cleaned it?
Yes.
And you told them that the dog was up to date in its vaccinations?
Correct.
Okay. So they just had to take care of his wound?
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, you have to be responsible for his medical bill.
Correct.
You have to be responsible for his medical bill. But that's it, because you invited them with their dogs. They were dogs that you know. It was almost as if they were your dogs, because you had contact with them 3 or 4 times a week for a year and a half.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, you didn't expect this to happen, but they're their dogs, so they have to be responsible for your medical bills, not you. So now I'll see the medical bills.
This is the one on top of late. That's only the one that I am suing them for, because the other one, the 4 days that I stayed in the New York Presbyterian, it got paid. That was the emergency.
How many days did you spend in Presbyterian?
4 days. Okay,
why?
That happens on Friday and Saturday. So I got the bite, and then they told me, Louis, you have to go on Friday to check out your the stitches. If you don't feel good or anything, just run, go to the doctor. So I wait for like 3 or 4 days. And then I went to the New York Presbyterians to take the stitches out, and they said, Louis, you're bleeding inside.
So you had internal wounds as well as
outside? They started bleeding, yeah. So I stayed for 4 days.
Those medical bills were covered?
Yes.
So that the people who treated you, wherever this is,
yes,
they didn't do a good job?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Are you suing them?
No.
You should.
No, I don't. This is the first time I didn't want to sue her. I keep asking her, and we talk about it. And every time I say, Jenny, I even send her the bill, because when the bill came in, I asked her, I took a picture, and she said, yeah, Louis, we're going to talk for the past 2 months.
Well, she's been not talking fast enough. $2,674.70, judgment for the plaintiff.
Thank you so much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He provoked the dog by pushing the dog on the lake.
I was showing him to swim.
He was intoxicated during the whole week.
We all were drinking. It was a lake house. It was a summer.
He grabs my dog, and that's how he got bit.
No, I didn't even know the dog was around.
Very bad, because we're not friends anymore.
It's time to go separate ways.